This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, he said it. He said Free Talk Live. That's the name of the show you're listening to. Wow, weird.
True.
Don't they call that branding?
Yeah,
you know, you get the music and then you kind of brand the show. Marketing 101. I should have paid more attention.
It is
not that I know anything about it.
It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And Chris.
So, if there were things on your wish list, would one of them be a suitcase full of cash?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'll take it. I don't really care for cash. I consider it to be haram, haram, I think is the right word.
Haram? What's haram?
Isn't that it?
Define?
Basically against God.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see.
There's halal, which is in favor of
halal,
God, and then haram.
Okay.
I guess that means we're excluding Bitcoin Cash.
Well, this from Bitcoin.com, speaking of Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah, right.
The U.S. government now offers informants crypto rewards in addition to bank wires and suitcases full of cash.
Wait, what?
I know. A confusing headline. U.S. government now offers informants crypto rewards in addition to bank wires and suitcases full of cash.
For what?
What are the rewards for?
Oh.
Snitches. Okay.
Yeah, snitches get stitches, it's true, but snitches apparently also get crypto rewards, bank wires, and suitcases full of cash.
Well, you got to be the right kind of snitch, because a lot of times they just, you know, don't prosecute you. If, you know, you go along with what they want.
Well, attendees of the Black Hat Hacker Convention or conference in Las Vegas were introduced to a new advertisement crafted by the U.S. State Department.
A Black Hat Hacker Conference. Now, Chris, you've been to some of these shows before.
Oh, you're going
to
out me like that, huh?
Do they actually have a Black Hat Hacker Conference?
Yeah, they do.
Isn't the Black Hat the bad hacker?
It is. And there's a conference called Black Hat.
The white hats are the good hackers, right? And then the black hats are the bad ones.
Yep, that's right.
I'm surprised that anyone would attend a conference called Black Hat and you know, out themselves as a potential
Are you suggesting these people are on a list of some sort?
They're certainly on a list if they're attending this conference, because I guarantee you some federal agent sitting outside with a camera.
Well, worse yet, they have marketing people advertising to individuals who accessed the... according to individuals who accessed the government advertisement via an open Wi-Fi network at this convention called Rewards Not Ransoms, they discovered the U.S. government is offering to pay crypto rewards to individuals who give up information concerning malicious state-backed hackers.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so here's one of the problems with, like, targeting a group of, black hat hackers or, you know, hackers in general, especially when it comes to Las Vegas. These events are huge. We're talking like 30,000 people. I mean, good luck. And most of them are probably not actually breaking into anything. So there's not actually crime being committed, even though the name of the conference is Black Hat.
The never-ending war.
I don't know, man. Hold on. I've heard that if you bring a device to this conference, you better look out, because people are going to hack it.
Don't get me wrong. That might be true.
Yeah.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that everybody is breaking into, like, Sony's, you know, servers or the government's, you know, NSA systems or, you know, whatever.
It would be interesting, though, to bring, like, a burner device that... you know, to one of these things and just see what happens to it post the conference.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so to answer the question, I have actually brought phones, you know, to these conferences. And
to a Black Hat conference?
I think it was DEF CON, if I recall correctly.
This says the Black Hat Hacker Conference.
Yeah, it's actually a smaller conference, but it's kind of similar to DEF CON. Both of them happen in Las Vegas. So, yeah. But I mean, I... you know, other than, like, slow internet access to non-existent internet access, I don't think anything really bad happened.
You didn't see any attempts to breach the phone?
I mean, I wouldn't have known necessarily, mm-hmm. but I wasn't freaking out over it. I think there is a certain image that, you know, they want to present, and sometimes they like to, I think people like to exaggerate. So, not to say that there weren't people whose devices were, you know, broken into or intercepted, but to believe that everybody's device that had their phone on was intercepted or broken into.
No, I wouldn't say it was everybody, but I've just heard that you're more likely to have your phone hacked at this particular conference than any other conference.
I mean, if any other conference is probably going to have, it probably won't even have anybody who's technically incompetent to script kiddies.
Here, these guys do it when they're bored. You know, it's like,
no doubt.
Seems reasonable. You know, if you go to an orange juice conference, odds are you're going to get your full daily recommendation.
But here's the other problem. A lot of these people, just because they're going to a hacker conference doesn't mean that they're as technically competent as, you know.
No, they might be trying to learn something.
Yeah. You know? Sure, exactly. But that means that they're not technically able to break into other people's devices. So, like, this idea that you're going to have your device broken into just because you've been to a hacker conference.
I detect a Hollywood movie coming on about some... Oh, wait, they already made that. It's called Hackers.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, my God.
That's the thing. It's like, it's very much...
They're going to reboot that now.
No.
Yeah.
It's very much true. Like, it's Hollywood. Like what most people picture these conferences to be is just, it's Hollywood, you know, and it's not reality. It's, you know, things that I saw, like, at DEF CON, for example, that were cool were, like, Monero. They have these badges that are, like, electronic badges with lights on them, and one of them was Monero, and I thought that was really cool, right? Mm-hmm. And I bought one, right? But, you know, I mean, seriously, I was there. You know, I'm not saying I've never broken into anything, but, like, you don't have to be super...
Did you hack anybody's device while you were there?
No.
I think you would want to admit to that if you did.
There's certain things I probably wouldn't have a problem admitting, but, you know, breaking into something isn't necessarily a crime. It's when you do it without authorization. Yeah. So, technically, I can admit to breaking into something, but not...
Now, if they leave the door wide open, is that a crime?
No, that's an invitation, right?
Right. Yeah, I recently saw some story online that the federal government apparently left the no-fly list on a server in Bahrain, and it was completely wide open.
I saw that
there was
too.
No password on the server.
Thousands
so now
of people.
2 million names on the no-fly list were leaked. Leak isn't the right word. Released.
Yeah.
Because somebody didn't turn the security on the server or didn't set the password or whatever. This is like the FBI or Department of Homeland Security here.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that one?
I don't know if I heard about that one specifically.
I saw the headline. I didn't read the article.
A lot of the hacking is literally is very little. It's very much a little more, you know, the people leaving, you know, no password set on the system.
I take that back. I did. There was a thing where you could like plug in your name and see if your name was on the data.
Don't tell me you did that.
Well, of course
That's how you get hacked.
By seeing if your name was on the data.
Sure, it's social engineering.
Huh, interesting. Well, my name wasn't on there, so.
How would that result in him getting hacked?
Well, now you know who to target.
No, I mean, but okay.
How would that allow them to target him?
I don't know. Here's the thing with hacking and, like, social engineering and all that, right? So the more information that you let on, the easier it is
We've all seen the social media posts that, you know, hey, you know, what was your mother's maiden name, right? They're trying to, like, extract information so that, like, most hacking occurs as a result of human failure, not as a result of technical failure.
Right.
And this is what we call social engineering.
Yeah, and this has to do with, like, operational security, right? Like, so I'll give you an example. Let's say I have a crypto, right, on my phone, right? Well, if somebody wants to, let's say it's like Coinbase, something like that, right? It's a hosted wallet. Now, I mean, that's probably a bad move, but nonetheless, if I don't know what your phone number is, it's going to be hard for me to call up AT&T or whoever your provider is and get them to reset gain access to that.
Right.
But if I do know your phone number, then I can gain access and I can social engineer moving that phone number to a different SIM card, and then, of course, I can get into your Coinbase account because I can just reset your password.
Right.
So that's why I'm saying, you know, the less information you reveal, the better off you are.
I did not, however, look up your name, Chris, so I don't know
if you're on that or not.
So if you want to find out, feel free to look up. 603-283-6160. Do you want to know if you're on a no-fly list? Is it social engineering? No, I don't really know. But we'll have more Free Talk Live coming up.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness, using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free, too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. We are a live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about anything that's on your mind. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. And I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Ian.
And Chris.
Bitcoin.com says it's hard to believe that Bitcoin has only existed for a decade. I mean, a little more than that. I guess it's going on 11 years or whatever now, right? Isn't it 2020 or 21 now? So,
well, isn't it 12 years?
More than 9. All right. That decade has seen some remarkable developments for Bitcoin and cryptocurrency already. Bitcoin has proven to be an invaluable tool that is changing the world. Chances are you've heard about Bitcoin, and maybe you've decided that it's finally time to learn all about it. Well, Bitcoin.com has everything you need for that, including some very short videos that will only take a few minutes of your time to teach you the basics so that you can get involved with this groundbreaking technology. But even if you already know about Bitcoin, there's still something for you at Bitcoin.com. You can stay up to date on all the latest news that's relevant to you at news.bitcoin.com. There's something for everyone, from the novice to the expert, and it's all on a very sleek and easy-to-use modern website. Please check it out. Visit Bitcoin.com. And speaking of Bitcoin, we hadn't gotten to the crux of this article, which was ironically from news.bitcoin.com. The U.S. government now offers informants crypto rewards in addition to bank wires and suitcases full of cash.
Well, they got plenty of crypto that they've stolen from peaceful people over the years, like Ross Ulbricht, for instance. So, you know, usually they put those up to auction, but it wouldn't surprise me if they held on to some of it, and now they're giving it out to snitches.
We know that the government doesn't make anything. We know that it doesn't produce anything. It doesn't manufacture anything. In order for the government to give anybody anything, they must first take it from somebody else. So that would be keeping within the paradigm of government, the institution. Last week, reporters and attendees of the Las Vegas hacker conference called Black Hat explained that the U.S. government, specifically the State Department, was advertising a new program called Rewards for Justice, or RFJ. The news outlet CNN was the first to break the news after Black Hat participants explained they saw government's advertisement displayed on T-shirts and flyers in the form of a QR code. The web portal constructed by the State Department is offering up to $25 million to informants who give up information on state-backed cyber criminals. Members of U.S. law enforcement believe informants will be enticed by crypto payments, and most of the offers are between $3 and $10 million. Oof. One specific reward for Ayman al-Zawahiri, an al-Qaeda leader, is for $25 million in digital currency. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's... yeah, I'll give him that. That's tempting, man.
Chris is like,
Yeah.
Do I know this guy?
Well, number one, you have to trust that the government's going to honor its word, which there's no reason for you to do that. They are liars, and I'm sure there's strings attached to this, right? So it's only if this leads to an arrest and a conviction, then they might pay it out to you, you know, and then who knows how long that'll take or if it'll ever happen. And then you become a snitch, and so now you've got Al-Qaeda after you. And I don't know if it's worth it.
Yeah, it's a pretty strong argument against it.
Mm-hmm.
So this news of the U.S. State Department paying informants with crypto assets to rat out malicious hackers follows the recent discovery of Antinalysis. This is a blockchain analytics tool that's been launched on the dark web, if you guys haven't heard about this.
I have not.
The Antinalysis tool is, so let's say you have some crypto, and you want to see if it's been in the hands of somebody, you know, malicious or whatever, because, you know, some of these things can be traced to wallets and destinations and things of that nature. So this tool was launched on the dark web to allow anybody, not just governments, but anybody to go in and plug in, you know, your crypto information and see, hey, oh, I just received some Bitcoin. I wonder where it's been. Or I just received some insert cryptocurrency X, and I wonder where it's been.
Kind of interesting. I wonder if that would have ramifications for somebody who has accepted cryptocurrency unknowingly, where the person committed a crime upstream of them. Because normally if you accept money for something where you know somebody has committed a crime, that's a crime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
They call that
money laundering
accessory or something like that.
Yeah.
Moreover, the U.S. government has offered to pay hackers to break the obfuscation of the Monero network. Enticing hackers with crypto is nothing new, and the official told CNN that government has been paying for tips in this fashion for 2 years. This is not a quick process. We are receiving tips. We're evaluating tips. We will share those tips with the interagency partners. They must then use that information. Here's the strings, Ian. Mm-hmm. They must then use that information to reach out and begin their investigation, the official emphasized. This is a longer-term process. The unknown source...
So only to begin the investigation, not to actually get a conviction?
Well, it doesn't say that they will pay out. It just this guy is saying what they do with the tips, but I imagine that that's... a big part of it. The unknown source from the U.S. Diplomatic Security Service said, interestingly, the official disclosed that in the past, before cryptocurrency rewards, suitcases full of cash have been used to pay informants.
Mm-hmm.
I think we knew that, but, you know, so now they have a different suitcase, right?
Yeah, before they were paying. I'm not saying I don't like the U.S. government, but if they do actually get some sort of evil hacker who's actually destroying or harming things, then okay.
Here's a quote.
I still don't believe you should be snitching.
No, you shouldn't. But here's a quote from this anonymous. The State Department.
Because they'll throw you under the bus, by the way. I just want to add that in there. If you think that these people care about you, if you think, you know, you got some information about somebody that's actually doing something wrong, I don't blame you for wanting to turn that person in, but at the same time, you can't trust these people. They'll put you on the stand in a trial, and then...
They'll arrest you and convict you.
Well, they might do that as well, but, you can't trust them. They will reveal who you are, and then all of a sudden Al-Qaeda is after you or whatever. Yeah. No thanks.
And just look at all the people that the U.S. abandoned in Afghanistan.
Right. Yeah, they were done with them, threw them away like a dirty tissue.
Right. It goes even further, really, because I recall there being some case where the government they basically decided not to tip somebody after they promised rewarding them for
the government didn't follow through on a promise. Yeah.
And, but the point I think was it was like a lawsuit against the government because they didn't fulfill their obligation to reward the individual, and basically the court ruled they can do whatever they want, and it's like wait a minute, you're not going to hold them to their agreement that they signed and everything?
Why should they? No skin off their back.
The quote from this anonymous person in the State Department says, "We provide wire transfers. We actually can still deliver and do deliver suitcases full of cash. We can provide in-kind rewards," the official concluded. According to the U.S. government, tips from this particular program, the RFJ, led to the conviction of Ramzi Ahmed Youssef. So, there you have it. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is addressing the nation on the evacuation process in Afghanistan. The president announcing he spoke with UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and French President Emmanuel Macron about the ongoing situation.
We all agreed that we should convene, and we will convene, the G7 meeting next week a group of the world's leading democracies so that together we can coordinate our mutual approach, our united approach on Afghanistan and moving forward.
The Wall Street Journal reporting Secretary of State Antony Blinken was warned about a quick Taliban takeover of the capital city of Kabul in mid-July. The warning coming from roughly two dozen diplomats at the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. New research suggests the Moderna vaccine might be linked to a high risk of heart inflammation in young adults. The FDA and CDC are taking a closer look at new data from Canada. It indicates a risk of an extremely rare heart condition called myocarditis might be higher than previously thought for young adults who receive the Moderna vaccine. President Biden is facing criticism for his execution of the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan and subsequent Taliban takeover of the country. Ohio Republican Congressman Brad Winstrup believes the United States' reputation as a global power has been significantly hurt.
We have let down NATO. We have let down the good people of Afghanistan. You know, we need to reestablish our moral reputation and our strength throughout the world.
President Biden pushing back against assertion that world leaders are criticizing the chaotic U.S. exit from Afghanistan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, come on and listen to Free Talk Live 7 nights a week. From 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time. With very few exceptions, is there not a show? And even fewer exceptions, is the show not live? Occasionally, some folks at Free Talk Live will go to a thing and do a thing, and we'll do a show from that place, and we might not be able to do it live all the time. But outside of that, 7 nights a week, live show. The telephone number, 603-283-6160. Is the way you get on air. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
The team. And Chris.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Tom calling from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
We all saw how the Afghanistan government was toppled over, you know, the course of a few days. And now a lot of people are in hiding, and a lot of people are scrambling to try to get out of the country because, of course, those lines on the map mean a lot to bureaucrats. Well, I was just thinking, you know, it's going to be hilarious is if that happens in the United States over the war on drugs, and then all the cops are going to be hiding in their homes, and when they get found out, you know, any cop that has ever busted anybody for drugs is going to have to do as much prison time as the victim got and will have to pay restitution. And, you know, add it all up, all the what's the maximum you could get for stealing a Border Patrol vehicle? That's the minimum that that customs inspector has to get for each car that the customs inspector stole over the years. Add it all up. I mean, they're going to be hiding like crazy from the...
Who's going to pay for all that?
What?
Who's going to pay for all of that, putting these bureaucrats behind bars?
Oh, the freedom fighters are going to carry it out.
But isn't that expensive? I mean, wouldn't it just be easier to just forgive and move on?
No.
Well, I don't want to pay for it.
is you want to send out a powerful signal to cops all over the world that drug enforcement and the enforcement of any unjust laws will not be tolerated. And even if you're 99 years old in a nursing home, your record will still
all
be
right.
found.
So, Tom, what is a just law, and how do we decide what a just law is?
A law that forbids any act or omission that violates nobody's rights is an unjust law, and a just law is, as it says in the Declaration of Independence, to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. Well, men in the larger sense, you know, well, governments are instituted among men to secure these rights. Any law that does not serve that purpose and that forbids any act or omission that violates nobody's rights is an unjust law.
I don't think that governments as an institution should even exist. It's not even necessary.
Yeah, well, some people say there is no such thing as a government.
It's true.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of taking revenge on people who have committed crimes or, you know, in this case, you know, ex-government, you know, employees, even though I'm not a fan of what they are doing really right now. It just seems like a bad strategy. It seems like a bad idea. You know,
it doesn't make anybody whole.
Yeah, it doesn't solve any real problems. It just makes life worse for certain individuals. And it's like, they did bad, but, you know, you already solved the problem by getting rid of the government at that point.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, if we could get to the point of the war on drugs being over,
yeah,
and, you know, even better than that, the whole idea of the state coming to an end, I mean, I would be so happy to never have to think about either of those two things ever again and just let them go.
Yeah.
Say forgiveness.
Taliban, let me just say, the Taliban released a whole lot of people from prison. As they advance from what city to city, they go to the prison, they let everybody out. That's got to happen in the war on drugs. And one,
that'd be a great day. I would love to see Ross Ulbricht and other friends being released from behind bars.
Not
no
to
doubt
mention
about it.
All the people that are that haven't been released in states where marijuana is legal, who are still in jail for marijuana.
Here's where you got to be careful. They go to storm the Bastille, so to speak, and they storm the mental institution. Well, this guy is in here for the Orwellian thought crime that's officially labeled suicide ideation, so we're going to let him out. They have no right to do that. This guy is in here because he pled not guilty by reason of insanity after raping and murdering little children, so he's going to stay in here because he violated somebody's rights. And what's this guy in here for? Oh, some mental disorder he called it. Well, and he's been doped up. And then what do you do?
So, Tom, look, I can deal with loonies on an individual basis, one-on-one, to my heart's content. What I don't want to deal with is an institution that attracts these psychopaths who commit nothing but violence, who don't make anything, who don't produce anything. That's where I'm at, and thanks for the call tonight, Tom. I just... it irks me. Like, all the things Tom said, you know, okay, you have to believe what the government is saying in order to make those decisions, right? If the government says that this guy is convicted of this thing, you have to believe that. Well, how do you know what to believe?
A lot of convictions are based on false evidence, so...
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. I think you guys are spot on with the problem. It's like... Most people plead guilty not necessarily because they are guilty, but because the sentence that you'll get if you plead guilty is like a fraction of what it will be if you take it to court and lose.
Yeah.
I mean, you might be facing 100 years in a cage, but if you plead guilty, you'll get a year. You know, it's like, you know, even if you know you're not guilty. You know, how do you defend yourself? Most of the time you can't afford, most people can't afford lawyers. You know, they can't afford, you know, to take it from an emotionally, the emotional aspect of it as well. I mean, they just give up. And so most of the people in a cage are not necessarily guilty of anything, really.
Yeah, the whole idea that plea deals are the norm is sickening.
Absolutely.
There is no justice in that at all. You know, and what they do is they use fear as their weapon, as they always do, but particularly when it comes to, you know, arresting you for some sort of offense, they'll charge you with 20, 30 things, right? And then they'll go, okay, well, we'll reduce that to just these two things, and you'll only get this if you sign this plea deal. Well,
No.
That's stacking the charges.
That's not justice at all.
Right. That's stacking the charges. They will throw things against the wall and see what sticks, even though they know you didn't do it.
I think you touched on it earlier, Ian. Justice is the idea that you've wronged somebody. You've harmed somebody or harmed their property in some way. And it's your responsibility to then make them whole if you have wronged them in some way. That's what justice is. It's making...
That's what it should be.
Or what it that's... If you go back in history, that's the idea. That's where it all stemmed from, right? The justice system certainly does not deliver that.
Mm. One of my favorite graffitis, and I don't like graffiti generally if it's on private property, but my favorite one has to be, I forget where it was, but it was some court system. Somebody put quotes around the word justice on the sign out front with, like, white spray paint.
That is fantastic.
That's a nice touch.
Yeah. I read all of the time. I mean, if go and read the Innocence Project, join their social media and see the work that these guys are doing. There are people
nonstop.
Like they have more cases than they could possibly take.
It's sad.
So they have to cherry pick the ones that they're like, well, this one seems strongest, or we have some evidence that looks like we can use to get this guy out of jail who's been in jail for 23 years for a crime he didn't commit or whatever.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is, they'll be like, oh, yeah, we know you didn't do it, but the judges can't release the people too often. So it's really sick. Like, wait a minute, you just said he's not guilty, but you can't release him?
I have a job for Tom the Caller. Tom, if you're listening, here's a job for you. I want you to go through all of the laws and put a little star next to all of the laws that are unjust. And when you get to the end of all the laws, let us know.
That's a long task.
Yeah, it's never
going to
happen. It's never going to happen because... the laws can't be counted. There's too many.
There are too many.
Yeah, that's true. There's too many. And there's no mechanism to sunset any of them. You'll read all the time, the mainstream media likes to do this. Oh, look at this funny law that's been on the books since 1802 or whatever, right? Yeah. It's illegal to, pick a dandelion and, in this little community, blah, blah, blah. And, that law shouldn't even exist. It should be off the book, along with many other laws, if not the entire system itself. 603-283-6160 is the phone number. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And Chris.
The Crypto Six, if you're not familiar with who these people are, please visit thecrypto6.com. But the Crypto Six are preparing to take on the state with a prospective trial date of sometime in May of 2022. They're preparing their defense of liberty and financial freedom against attempts by the state to take control of cryptocurrency. And the result of this would be setting up the likes of Coinbase, Gemini, and Kraken, and other agencies as gatekeepers of cryptocurrency. That cannot be allowed to happen. We must keep cryptocurrency away from the control of the federal government. It is the only way to keep them from continuing to drop bombs without consequence around the world, wreaking unbelievable devastation and destruction upon the innocent. Stand with us in our fight to put an end to war. Visit thecrypto6.com to learn about how you can join the fight to defund the war machine. We aren't backing down. Are you going to stand with us? Thecrypto6.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Clamoring calling from New Hampshire. Clamoring, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to give a quick shout-out to the Innocence Project that you guys were just talking about a little bit ago.
Mm-hmm.
If I recall correctly, there is a documentary on Netflix right now about that whole project that might give people a little bit more background about what they do.
I was not aware there is a documentary about the Innocence Project. That's awesome.
Do you know what it's called?
I think it's called the Innocence Project,
okay,
if I recall correctly.
It would be good if that were the name.
That's not why I'm calling.
Why are you calling?
So as you guys know, I'm in New Hampshire, and as a liberty-oriented community member, I feel really privileged in being able to, for the most part, live my life unadulterated in regards to the pandemic and the lockdowns. So my kiddo gets to have play dates. with other Liberty kiddos, and she gets to have sleepovers. We've even been to the Free Talk Live studio. I occasionally see the news about other parts of the United States or the world even, and it sounds like things are very, very different. So I don't know, maybe I'm living in a bubble, especially being in a rural area.
You are definitely living in a bubble, and other states, yeah, they're, it's pretty bad elsewhere.
Yeah, and I don't know, I know that you have folks, you know, outside of the state of New Hampshire on your friends, your social media, stuff like that, that aren't from this area. If you're paying attention to what's going on in their lives, it should, you know, become apparent pretty quick that, well, life here in New Hampshire is a bit different than it is in the rest of the United States.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because living here and hearing everybody talk about how bad it is, it's kind of like, I feel like I've hardly noticed it. It's like, if you guys weren't talking about it, I wouldn't even have noticed it.
Clamory?
So the implications of the pandemic measures have far exceeded simple, like, germ restrictions.
Oh, yeah.
Things have, like, gotten out of hand, in my opinion. So the reason I'm calling tonight is just to process the fact that I can no longer afford to put my daughter in private school. So as a single mom, homeschooling isn't an option either.
Hmm.
So I'm trying to, A, make more money so I can afford to put her back in private school,
mm-hmm.
and B, go about deprogramming, which isn't something I hear a lot about in Liberty circles. And in my personal experience, Liberty opinions on schools kind of assume education comes from the home where one parent stays home. And that's not the case for everybody.
Isn't there a new thing that passed where you can actually get a private school credit from the state of New Hampshire now?
I think there's some strings attached, right?
There, I think, are some strings attached, but I believe there is such a thing that passed here in the year 2021. Have you heard about this?
I have not, personally.
Yeah, you might want to look into that. I would say reach out to some of the, maybe the state reps that are out there that might know a thing or two about it. I don't know the exact name of the program. I know that there are groups for homeschoolers and private schoolers, people that are sort of outside of the system in New Hampshire. Unfortunately, I don't have kids, so I don't know what the names of those things are. But if you reach out to some of the Free Stater kind of groups, I bet somebody would be able to point you to that. Because I heard that they passed a thing this year, and there's a way to get some number of thousands of dollars, I think, that you can put towards a private school.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, it basically is whatever the equivalent is that would otherwise go to the public school for your child there, basically going there. So in theory, it should cover, I would think, a good portion of your private schooling costs.
I really could be wrong about this, but in my gut, I seem to recall something along the lines of that money that is allocated for your child is only applicable to certain charter schools.
Mm.
And living in a rural area, like, there's no charter schools anywhere near where I live.
But when did you hear about that?
It was a while ago. Okay. I definitely.
This is something that passed this year. So
okay.
You may want to do some fresh research into that.
Yeah, and then also, you know, I know that, you know, rural areas tend to lend themselves to more open thought about things like homeschooling and that kind of thing. There are often, you know, local collectives that, you know, pool the resources. So, you know, maybe you can, you know, have school at your place for, you know, a group of kids for one day. And then, you know, it's kind of like education sharing. You know, then you send the kids to, you know, for 4 days a week to somebody else's place or whatever, that kind of a thing. And if something like that doesn't exist, why, maybe an opportunity to invent it.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just looking here trying to find this information. Education Freedom Accounts. This is an article published August 6th. Written by a representative, Glenn Cordelli, for the Carriagetown News in Kingston, New Hampshire. I don't know where Kingston is, but it's in New Hampshire. The story here says education freedom accounts will be a new opportunity for families whose income is below 300% for federal poverty guidelines and whose child is eligible to attend a New Hampshire public school. A family that enrolls their child for an account will receive state funds for the child that would have gone to the local public school district, which is an average of $4,600 minus administrative costs. Parents can use the funds to customize the education for their child from a list of allowable expenses. These include tuition at a private school, curriculum, therapies, tutors, educational software, and transportation. Applications for an account will be available in early August. For more information, you can email csfnh@scholarshipfund.org. So it sounds like this scholarshipfund.org site might be of use to you.
Hey, sounds great.
Yeah.
I won't get into my thoughts on what I pay through the nose in property taxes.
Yeah,
take some of that money back.
Yeah, take some of it back. Use it to homeschool your kid.
Yeah. Hey,
thanks for the call tonight, Clamoring. We appreciate it. Certainly, that is something that I've not heard of in other states, although, you know, I've been in New Hampshire
now. We don't pay close attention to the issues. So.
Yeah, I've now been in New Hampshire for 2 years, so if other states are doing something like this, that's great. If not, this would be one of the rare times where I would champion for something like this for other states to follow suit.
It sounds, you know, this comes off as something that sounds very, very New Hampshire-ish to me. I don't know that it's not happening in other states, but I have to wonder, you know. I know like the charter schools, at least in other states, at least some other states, of course, more like New Jersey, New York type states, but they've always been, you know, the public schools have been, the teachers have been very opposed to just charter schools in general,
right?
And especially funding them through the government. So
well, and I keep hearing, I don't have anything on deck for show prep, but I keep hearing that there are, as a result of, you know, the COVID lockdowns and restrictions, that a bunch of families are choosing to not return their children to public schools and choosing to homeschool. That the percentages have gone up dramatically from what they were pre-COVID, and that, I mean, if that's a silver lining, of course. You know, amongst all of the crap that the government has subjected its people to in the name of COVID. Right?
So here's a better website, educationfreedomnh.org. It's all about this education and freedom accounts, which just passed June 24th of this year. There are a few other states that are doing similar things, including Arizona, Florida, Mississippi, North Carolina, and Tennessee.
Your Google foo is strong.
Educationfreedomnh.org.
603-283-6160.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.